Thank you so much for calling customer care. This is Devin returning that call. May I please have the zip code associated with your account so that I can better assist you today?
97203.
Thank you so much for that, sir. May I please have the first and last name on that account?
Justin Sarton.
One moment for me, please. What was that name again, sir?
Justin.
Could the account be under a different name, sir?
What is this account for?
I'm not quite sure, sir. We're a third-party call center. We have several different contracts with several different companies. I will have to get that account pulled up and see what product you have for what company. You left your number in our system for us to give you a call back with customer care.
Well, yeah, it should be under Justin.
I'm having a little bit of trouble finding it, sir. Could you please provide me with the last four of your card that was charged?
1638.
One moment for me, sir. Can you please give me that zip code again, sir?
97203.
And could you spell out that first and last for me?
Name?
Yes, sir.
Justin Sarton.
No, sir. I'm still not finding the account with any of that information that you provided. Can I get the first six of that card, sir?
Yeah, first six is... Five, one, seven, eight, zero, five.
One moment, sir. Thank you so much for that. No, sir. I'm still not seeing anything under that information, sir. How exactly did you get our number today, sir?
Because I called my credit card line. Because I saw an unknown transaction being happening in my credit card. And then they gave me this number. 'cause they said this was the company that charged my transaction, $90 on my transaction. They said this was the company that did that.
One moment for me, sir. Yes, sir. Just one moment. Waiting on some correspondence from my supervisor to see what we can do here today, sir. Still having trouble finding an account under any of that information. Just making sure I've looked in all of the correct places. I do apologize about the wait, sir. Just still waiting on that correspondence and trying to see if I see anything on my end.
Okay.
And could you please spell out that name and zip again for me, sir?
JUSTINSARTIN.
And that zip?
97203.
One moment for me. And you said that last name was Sartin?
Yeah.
What's your address, sir?
9640 North Woolley Street. Is there a second address in there?
No, sir. This is for a different person. I was just trying to see, could this possibly be you? One moment for me. Yes, sir. And we service, I'm still having trouble finding that account, sir. We service different face creams, ketos, cleansers, male enhancement products, and CBD oils. Do you recall making any of these types of purchases online, sir?
No.
One moment for me, sir. I'm trying to see what we can do for you here today. One moment, sir. I do apologize about that. Wait. Yes, sir, Mr. Sarton. I do apologize about that. I do see an account here for the Nitroralis RX and the Stamax Boost for $6.95 and $7.49 shipping and handling on November 30th of 2019. Do you recall this purchase, sir?
Yeah, actually I do.
Yes, sir. When you purchased that product, it enrolled you in an auto bill and an auto ship feature where we send you out a 14-day supply of our product to try. I mean, where we send you out a 30-day supply of our product to try over a 14-day period. And if you don't like this product or you don't wish to continue with it, you are required to call in within that 14-day period to cancel, sir. So that charge that you're seeing is from that.
So getting charged at $90 is from that?
Yes, sir. Can I ask, has the product been working for you, sir?
I just don't remember the $90 part. They never mentioned that.
Yes, sir. When the product was purchased, it was purchased on a 14-day trial of a 30-day supply, where we ship you out their products to try, and if you don't like it or you don't wish to continue with it, you are required to call in within that 14-day window to cancel to avoid being billed a full retail cost of their product.
Well, so remember using that stuff. But is there any way to cancel now? Because I heard when I called my credit card company, they said there was a second $90 transaction coming through or whatever. But I canceled. I locked my card in time so it didn't come through.
Yes, sir. I do want to let you know that that product is the number one on the market, helping to increase that strength, stamina, and blood flow. Can I ask exactly why you're looking to cancel today, sir?
I just never once used it. I thought the price it cost was what it told me, $14 or $7, whatever.
Yes, sir. I understand that product can be a bit pricey. I can even give you our 35% family and friends discount off all future purchases if you like, and extending that account out 30 days just to give you time to think about if you do want to continue moving forward with the product or not.
No, I'll just like to cancel now because I never used it to begin with. It was for a prank for one of my grandparents.
Yes, sir. I do understand that, sir. I could even give you 50% off of all future purchases if you like.
No, thank you. I'm all right.
I do understand that, sir. But if you could hold one moment for me, I can get that account all taken care of for you, sir.
All right. Thank you.
One moment for me, please. Yes, sir. I do have you all taken care of here, sir. And that cancellation number is going to be C as in Charlie.
Oh, you said the cancellation number?
Yeah, it's going to be C as in Charlie. 166-9623.
So C as in Charlie and then what?
166-9623.
23?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I just call that number and say I want to cancel?
No, sir, I do have you all canceled out here.
Okay. And is that the number I call?
No, sir, I already have your account all canceled out for you.
Okay. So what's that? So what should I do with that number?
Oh, that gives you confirmation.
Yeah, that's just a confirmation of the cancellation.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And is there anything else I can do for you today, sir?
No, I'm fine. Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling Customer Care. You have a great day.
You too.